السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Yesterday we discussed the beautiful name of Allah, Al-Quddus. Quddus coming from the word Quds, which means purity. And we listed what Ibn al-Arabi had mentioned, that if you consider Allah to be pure, to be Quddus, then it means Allah has no partners, He has no equals, He has no opposite, He has no children. He's beyond our imagination. He's not confined to space or time. He cannot be seen with the mortal eyes. He is pure from being in need of makhluk, of the creation. He purifies the rest of creation. He's perfect in every quality of his. Then we discussed what Ibn Kathir had to say, that Al-Quddus ay al-munazzahu anin naqais, who's free from any form of defect or blemish. Al-mawsufu bi sifatil kamal. And he is characterized with the qualities of perfection. And we concluded yesterday by saying that Allah is free from any form of partnership whatsoever. No matter what a person may achieve as a creation, no matter how lofty or noble you may be, you can never partner Allah, even in any of his qualities, in any of his attributive qualities, you cannot partner Allah. You know, the mushrikeen, they did not deny the existence of Allah. They gave Allah partners in some of his exclusive attributes. For example, they would say, this is the idol of sustenance. This is the idol that will give you children. That is shirk. That is shirk. Because those are exclusive attributes and qualities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah is free of that currently. He was free of that in the past. And He is and will always be free of that in the future. Now today, we commence a discussion on a very beautiful name of Allah. As-Salam. As-Salam. The epitome of peace. The word salam comes from the root word salama, which means to be safe. Salam is that being that you have hope that he will secure your safety. That being from whom protection and safety is desired. The great tabi'i, Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimahullah, used to say, there are three junctures in the life of a man when you are most terrified. The one is when you come out of the belly of your mother, where you were residing for 9 months. You come into this unknown world. You're terrified. The second is at the time of death, because your whole life you lived on this earth, you're going now into a new world. You're seeing angels for the first time. You're absolutely terrified. A quick side note, when the child is in the belly of the mother, he thinks that's the entire world. He thinks that's the most comfortable place until he comes into the real world. They say when a believer leaves this dunya, he thinks he's leaving something very valuable behind until he sees the akhirah. He's like the child who comes into the world and says, hey, now I get to drink from my mother's breast directly. Now I get to speak. I get to interact. This is the real world. When a believer goes into the akhirah, the believer will say, now this is the real world. And the third time that you get very terrified is when you'll be resurrected in front of the entire creation on the place of Hashar and Mahshar. If you look at Surah Maryam, Allah gave Yahya alayhi salam a guarantee of safety at each one of these three junctions. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدَ وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّا. That you will have peace and protection, O Yahya, the day you are born, the day you will die, and the day you will be resurrected. When his father Zakariya alayhi salam was given the glad tiding that Allah will give you a son in old age, already Allah said that he will have peace and security, you will have safety, the day he is born, the day he will die, and the day he will be resurrected. The ulama tell us, if you live your life the right way, if you live your life as a proper Muslim, then you will be in safety the day you are born, you will be in safety the day you die, and most importantly, As-Salam, the source of all peace, safety and security, will grant you peace, safety and security when your ruh is being extracted, when you go into the qabr, when you will be resurrected, and right until you are left at the door of your abode in Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who are constantly and consistently under the shade of His safety, His security and His protection. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.